In this bulletin, Indigenous leaders urged the government to work with First Nations people to contain the Northern Territory's COVID outbreak. Germany is set to have a new coalition government. And in sport, the AFL draft begins for the 2022 season. With the latest SBS News, I'm Assam Al-Ghalib. Indigenous leaders in the COVID-hit communities of the Northern Territory are urging the federal government to work with First Nations people to contain the spread of the virus. The outbreak across Catherine, Binjari, and Robinson River has now expanded to 51 cases, with 11 new infections in the last 24 hours. The communities have been in lockdown since the 15th of November. May Rosas from the Wurli Wurlinjang Health Service in Catherine told NITV News Indigenous communities have been severely impacted by this latest outbreak.
Getting more support and advice from elders like myself, because now we have mostly Aboriginal people that are affected, that have positive. They need to utilise our expertise to work with them, to guide them through all of these cultural processes that can make it very difficult, and it can compromise our situation on the ground.
A New South Wales MP says a backpackers hostel in Byron Bay has been locked down after a COVID case was identified there. The Greens member for Ballina Tamara Smith has posted on her Facebook page that New South Wales Health has locked down the Aquarius backpackers for 7 days. Ms. Smith says there is one confirmed COVID case and 84 close contacts at the hostel who are being supported with food and health services and monitored for compliance by police. The Byron Shire has one of the lowest vaccination rates in New South Wales, and school leavers from across the state are currently flocking there for the annual Schoolies celebrations. A young girl who traveled from Victoria to visit relatives in Adelaide has tested positive for COVID-19. It is the state's first locally detected case after the state opened its borders to vaccinated residents from all states and territories in Australia. The girl and her family have now returned interstate to their home near the Victorian border to quarantine. 79% of South Australia's population aged 15 or over has now been fully vaccinated. First dose coverage is at 88%. The World Health Organization is warning countries not to rely on vaccines alone to control the spread of COVID-19. The comments come as infections continue to grow across Europe in countries with high vaccination rates. The World Health Organization says the coronavirus cases jumped by 11% in Europe last week, while cases and deaths globally rose by 6%. The WHO's Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says fully vaccinated people can still catch the virus and pass it on.
In many countries and communities, we're concerned about the false sense of security that vaccines have ended the pandemic and that people who are vaccinated do not need to take any other precautions.
Political parties in Germany look set to form a new coalition government to replace the long-term reign of Chancellor Angela Merkel. The centre-left Social Democrats have been negotiating with the Greens and the pro-business Free Democrats since narrowly winning a national election on the 26th of September. They have now reached a deal, which needs to be signed off by party members and would see 63-year-old Social Democratic Party leader Olaf Scholz become the new German Chancellor. Scholz, who served as Angela Merkel's finance minister and vice chancellor, gave some indications of how the coalition would govern.
We are united by a belief in progress and that politics can achieve something good. We are united by the will to make the country better, to move it forward and to keep it together. We are not about lowest common denominator politics, but about high impact politics. We want to dare to do something about climate protection, the restructuring of our industry, the modernization of the country, the strengthening of social cohesion.
And in sport, number one AFL draft pick Jason Horne Francis has been presented with his North Melbourne kit by club legend Malcolm Blight. The 18-year-old South Australian was predicted to be selected as the best player among this year's draft. The Kangaroos held the first pick of the draft for the first time in an AFL national draft and used it to select the midfielder on Wednesday night. Meanwhile, the AFL has narrowly avoided a super spreader event after the high-profile Carlton Football Club boss Brian Cook tested positive for COVID-19. All 18 club chief executives met on Wednesday, but the call to hold the meeting virtually meant there were no close contacts outside the Blues. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, a sunny 32 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22. Melbourne, a shower or two, 19 degrees. Hobart, a shower or two developing, 20 degrees. Canberra, rain, possible storms, 23. Wollongong, rain increasing, 24. Sydney and Newcastle, rain increasing, 27. Brisbane, showers, 27. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, a possible shower or storm at 34 degrees. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.